Hello.
Hello, good morning, Chrissy.
How are you doing, Faber?
I'm fine, good morning today. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And I hope you are keeping safe.
Yes, yes, yes. And I've had my first vaccination, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for making it out today.
No problem at all, love.
The last episode I speak on, and I promise all my listeners that this week we're going to talk about child marriage, and that is why you are here today, so that you can throw more light into it for everyone. Thank you once again for coming. I really, really appreciate you.
It's always my pleasure.
Mom, can you please give us what child marriage is all about?
Sorry, say that again. That broke up, Faber.
I said, what is child marriage?
Okay, child marriage is the WHO say that children are children that are anybody under the age of 18. So child marriage is considered to be anybody that is married under the age of 18. But it also affects different groups of children, because sometimes child marriage goes down to children age 9-10 getting married in different areas of the world. Children that are married off either for money, for dowries, for families that believe in young marriage, which is very, very detrimental to young children, young girls. So there's different aspects of child marriage. But basically, the rule is anybody that is under the age of 18.
Okay. Like you said, child marriage is a marriage in which one or both spouses are under the age of 18 years old.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So that takes us to the next question, which is, why does child marriage happen all over the world? Why?
Why? I think in the past, you know, women have been very sort of marginalized in many, many areas. And all over the world. The 19th century, you know, we started fighting for rights and things, and we've come a long way. Women are still marginalized in very, very many areas. There's a lot of areas in Africa, a lot of areas in Asia that still have very, very high rates of child marriage. And it's because women are just thought of as basically second class, or not good enough, or we don't need to be educated as much as the men, you know. And it's just educating communities that we have to change the mindset of these communities, that girls can go on to be amazing entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, all sorts of things, if they've just given the chance. So and there's so many, many detrimental things to child marriage, because girls are not educated properly. They have all sorts of risks of complications of death for having babies too young. The babies suffer because they have low birth weight. You know, there's so many things that affect all of these things by girls being married young and not their bodies not developing to how they should do before they have children.
Thank you very much. In this part of the world, daughters are frequently seen as burden or commodities because of perceived gender inequality. And you've said it all. Girls can become doctors, they can become whatever they want to become. So parents has something to do with making them to be confident in themselves. And that leads us to The next question, which is, where does child marriage happen? Where? Is it only in Africa?
No. It happens, well, I think it happens in a lot of places. It's just sort of kept quiet. I mean, even in America, there's certain areas that you can marry girls of 13. There's a couple of states in America that people can go to. But Niger has one of the highest populations of children that get married. Central African Republic, Chad, Bangladesh has a high rate, Mali, South Sudan, Burkina Faso, and Guinea. Those are the 10 top countries that have the highest rates, the highest prevalence of child marriage in the world.
Okay. Thank you. Child marriage.
Sorry, I was just continue. Gonna say, Bangladesh has the highest rate of marriage involving girls under 15.
Wow. Like what you said that child marriage takes place all over the world. But yes, in some part of the world, it's more obvious than other part of the world.
Yes.
So it happens everywhere.
I think it's more acceptable in different parts of the world. I mean, yes, here in England, it's against the law. But as I say, in America, there are still places that you can go and marry a 13-year-old, 14-year-old. You know, so, you know, it's still not eradicated. Which is what we've got to work towards, is eradicating children getting married.
And
especially when there is a big age difference. I mean, there are still a lot of children being married to older men, which is totally unacceptable.
It is. Like, how old are the children involved in child marriage? Can you give us age range of children that are involved in child marriage?
Well, as I say, children can be married from the age of 9. You know, I've seen lots of instances of these, but I think more likely that it's sort of 13, 14, 15. That kind of age, and of course there are youngsters that get married because they want to, or sort of at 16, 17, 18. But I think it's more down to society. We've got to educate. You know, so much of this is down to education. We've got to change the mindset that, as I say, girls have got an important role to play in community. Educated girls are, as I say, can be so amazing. They don't need to stay at home, cook and look after children only. You know, they have other wonderful things that they can do. And, you know, I think a lot of it is to do with poverty.
Poverty and the mentality of the parents.
Yes. So it's lack of education and poverty that that cause this problem. And and cultural traditions, you know.
As well.
So again, it's got to be education so that we can say, you know, give your daughter a chance to do something with her life. You know, she doesn't need to be married off at sort of 14 and have 8 children. You know, that it's not beneficial to her. And you see, the problem is child marriage threatens the health and life of girls, because like I said earlier, complications to childbirth are the main cause of death amongst adolescent girls below the age of 19 in developing countries. So girls aged 15 to 19 are twice as likely to die in childbirth as women in their 20s. So and girls under the age of 15 are 5 to 7 times more likely to die during childbirth. So, you wow. know, it's really, really, we shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be allowing this or forcing this to happen in certain communities. And of course, their education falters because we're not letting them finish their education. So you've got these young girls that are uneducated, you know, sort of having babies at 13, 14. It makes it very difficult for them.
So education is the foundation of child marriage. If there is proper education, every child will be willing to become someone or something in life.
Yeah, I think we've got to give girls hope. You know, if you give girls dreams and hope, what could they achieve? You know, I mean, it could be amazing. If we just instill into these young girls in, as I say, especially in certain areas, I mean, there's a lot of areas that are encouraging girls to do yeah. things. In these areas where it's not encouraged, we've got to give these girls hope. They can't grow up with just the thing of, okay, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to get married by the time, you know, before I'm 18, and I'm going to have babies and that's it. Hmm. You know, not saying that that's not something that certain people love to do. I mean, I've got 5 children. I enjoyed being a mother and doing things, but I also have also enjoyed doing other things with my life, you know.
Yes.
But in saying that, I had my first baby at 17.
Wow.
And yes, so basically and technically I was a child bride.
Yes.
And I think a lot of my things go back to being sexually abused as a child. You find that you grow up with very, very low self-esteem. You don't think that you're good enough for anything else. So when anybody shows you attention, you tend to grasp at that. So it all ties into empowering girls, educating girls. You know, there's a lot that needs to be done.
Okay, and that leads us to the next question. I've been wondering, are boys ever married of wise children? Are boys ever married of wise children, as in boys? You know, we're talking about child marriage.
Yes.
Is there any question?
So, but I don't think it's to the extent that the girls are. You know, from what I've read, and I haven't come across it personally, that there are cases of young boys being married off. But as I say, I don't think it is to the extent that it is for the girls. You know, anybody taking advantage of boys or girls as children is wrong. You know, I mean, we deal with child abuse on a day-to-day basis. You and I work with it all the time.
Yeah.
And in taking any privileges away from a child is child abuse, you know, in that way. If you're taking their life away from them and you're forcing them into situations that aren't safe, aren't right for them, you know, taking their liberties away. So we need to, we need to educate communities that we have to give our children opportunities, and as I say, hope and a future, and not take this away from them because of, you know, we need financial compensation or things like that. You know, it's I think maybe we have to show more show parents the detriment that is that happens to the children.
That is the next question that I want to ask you before we round up this section, and that is, what are the consequences of child marriage? We need to tell parents, they need to know what consequences are so that they can afford it. and stop it in their community. What are the consequences of child marriage, Madam Chrissy?
Okay, so there's several. I mean, as I say, first of all, you take away the education from a child. So that child has got less chances of becoming something later on in life. They suffer from social isolation. And a lot of times they suffer from domestic violence because more than an educated woman who will marry as an adult, okay? Mm-hmm. So following marriage, the girls frequently locate to their husband's home and take on a domestic role, okay? So this transition results in the child dropping out of school, moving away from their family and friends, loss of social support, and the husband's family may not treat them properly, or, you know, in case of a boy,
they will not treat them properly. They will not, not may not. They will not treat them properly because they are still child.
Yes. So they will. So the sense of isolation can have severe mental health implications on the child.
Depression. Yeah.
You know. So we're talking about a child's education, a child's development. And their mental health, and you put that in a concoction, and it is not a good sort of development for a young person to grow up in. You know, that they will not thrive under those conditions. You know, and I mean, as I say, even for myself, I know as a young mother, I had two babies before I was 20, and it took me a long time to realize that I myself could do something with my life, that I was, you know, I was able and intelligent enough to be educated and to make a difference and, you know, all sorts of things. So, you know, from my own personal view, you know, I know how hard it was, and I wasn't in a violent situation. If you added that into the situation, I can't imagine what some of these children go through. You know, it is a terrible situation. We've got to give our children the advantage of growing up and, as I say, thriving. There's just another statistic. They found that 19.5%, okay, so that's nearly 20% of women that are married as children were sterilized.
Wow.
Opposed to 5% of women that are married as adults.
That's serious.
So there's a prevalence of pregnancy termination and abortion and stillbirth and all these medical problems that the young girls go through as well, you know. So we're not only looking at mental and education, we're looking at physical, the physical side, which is to a detriment to these young girls being married.
I have this to add to what you've just said. At the most basic level, it denies children the right to choose. They wouldn't have right to choose who they want to marry. And with full or free consent and without fear, whom to marry. This is one of the life most important decisions that they need to take on their own. They have the right to say, okay, this is who I want to marry. So parents should stop forcing them to marry at early age. And another additional consequence is child's bride are more likely to become pregnant before their body are mature, and that increases their risk of both maternal and newborn death and mobility. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as I was saying, there's if these children are, and as you say, that they people take away their rights to choose, you know, I mean, it's a very abusive situation. But children that have babies before their bodies have formed properly have a very massive increase of dying in childbirth. If they don't die in childbirth, they have really massive adverse health effects as a result of teenage pregnancy and childbirth.
Madam Chrissy? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I said so in because I wouldn't like the session to be too long. And how can the world end child marriage in conclusion? How can we end child marriage in all over the world? Africa, East Africa, in the United Kingdom, in America, how can we end it? Because that is the aim.
That is the aim. And as I say, the Convention for the Rights of the Child does say that children need to be 18. That's kind of in the convention. And there are many, many countries that have signed up to this. But again, Favour, I think it is down to education. We need to say to parents, look, you are, one, taking away your child's rights. Two, you are affecting them adversely. You know, not only are you affecting their education, you're affecting their health, and you're affecting their mental there are severe mental implications to this. So we are really not doing our children any service by marrying them off young. There are too many things that are of detriment to this. So let our girls and boys grow up, have a good education, and then get married when, as you say, when they choose, who they choose, you know. As I say, the thing is, especially in Bangladesh, marrying these girls off before they're even 15 to people that are usually a lot older.
Their father age mates, marry them off.
Yeah, it's a terrible thing, and it's just so bad for the kids. You know, these children need to be able to be children, and then grow up. You know, as I say, full of hope and have something. The problem that we do have is that many of the children that are in these situations are in countries that are war torn. The countries themselves have got problems. So, you know, we're looking at several aspects to this that are causing the problem. So social challenges and social changes need to happen to make a difference. Okay. But I think with education we can start, Favour.
Yes, we can start with education, but most importantly, I think all parents need to start from the family. If every parent see every child as a human being and not as a boy or a girl that will carry on the family name or that will become president of the nation, because they believe there is only male child that can be great in life. But we should see all children as human beings that can make it in life, that can become whatever they want to become. If they have that at the back of their mind, they will treat them and they will give them right education. And that's to stop child marriage in the community. If a parent decide not to marry off the girl child early, nobody can force them to marry their child off. Do you get what I'm saying? So every parent is our responsibility to ensure that our child have right education. Madam Chrissy, thank you very much for coming up on our podcast today. I really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you very much.
Do have a lovely day, ma.
You too.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yes,
bye-bye. Ma.